of Nachum Bertzavitz, who was the son-in-law of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and who for many years gave one of the most popular shurim in Yerushalayim, 1970s. He sadly suffered from a degenerative neurological illness. And he came to New York in the winter of 1971 for medical consultations. While he was here, he stayed by the home of a chavrus of his back in Shanghai during World War II, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Lazerson, who in turn introduced him to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and arranged a meeting so he could ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe for a bracha for his health. And after that meeting, whenever the Lubavitcher Rebbe would see Rabbi Lazerson, he'd ask him, how's Rav Nachum Bertzavitz doing? So jump ahead a year and a half, Pesach 1972. A Talmud of Rav Nachum Bertzavitz from Yerushalayim named Yosef Yitzchak Havlin was in Crown Heights for Pesach. It's going back to the Mir, post-Pesach, 1972. And he is asked by Yaakov Moshe Lazerson to convey a message from the Lubavitcher Rebbe to Rav Nachum Bertzavitz. So he goes back to Yerushalayim, goes to Nachum's home. First, he wasn't allowed in, but then he said, I have a message from Rav Lazerson, from Lubavitcher Rebbe. He's quickly ushered into Rav Nachum's room, and he tells Rav Nachum Bertzavitz, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, you should continue teaching Torah, don't stop. So Rav Nachum jumps up, all excited. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti, thank God I made the right decision. Talmud asks him, what is this all about? So Rav Nachum tells him, just this past Pesach, recent weeks, I was consulting with a neurologist from out of the country, and he said to me, you really should stop teaching for about 2 months because it might be detrimental to your health if you continue to tax your mind the way you are. And Rav Nachum responds to the doctor, if I continue teaching Torah, you're telling me it might be detrimental to your health. If I stop teaching Torah, I assure you it will be detrimental to my health. Safek pekuch nefesh, vazek pekuch nefesh, I'm sorry, I can't stop teaching Torah. And Rav Nachum said, and afterwards I was somewhat uncertain that I make the right decision. Who am I to question the doctor who's advising me what's good for my health, what's bad for my health? Maybe I should have taken his advice. But now that you tell me, the Rebbe said, don't stop, keep teaching. So I know I made the right decision. It's a beautiful story, but I think the Musar Shabbos is the following. For Rav Nachum Bertzavitz, life without teaching Torah is not a life he could imagine living. Leben on Torah, life without Torah, is Nishkin Leben. That's not life. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in a Sicha quotes the Likutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, who says on the opening words of the Parshas B'chukosai, in B'chukosai Teilechu, so Rashi famously quotes the Sifra, Teras Kohanim, in B'chukosai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru. So Mitzvosai Tishmeru means keep the mitzvos. B'chukosai Teilechu then means what? Says Rashi, oh, that's not referring to Kiyama mitzvos, because that's already mentioned, mitzvos hai tishmeru. Rather, b'chukas hai teilechu means, shetiyu amelim b'torah. You have to work hard at Torah. What does working hard at Torah mean? Working hard at Torah means that there are times when it's not so easy. Nachum Bertzavitz is suffering from a neurological illness. It's taxing. People can have all sorts of health issues. And learning Torah is not always so easy. But Adam la'amol yulad shetiyu amelim b'torah. You have to learn even when it's not easy, even when it is difficult. You need to learn Torah. You need to learn. So here's what the Kutei Torah says. He says, why is it that the Torah uses the word b'chukosai to refer to amelim b'torah? Why not im b'sorosai teilechu? V'mishpatai telechu. Why b'chukosai telechu? He says, because what is chakika? B'chukosai, he relates to chakika. Yes, chok means a chok, a law, statute. But what does chakika mean? Chakika, michokek. Chakika means engrave. What's the difference between ksiva and chakika? Writing and engraving. When you write a Sefer Torah, you write. You simply fuse together ink and parchment. But there are two distinct entities. There's the ink, there's the parchment. When you engrave, there's no two entities, it's all one. You're engraving on stone. It's one and the same. You can't separate them. That, says the Kutta Torah, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be with regard to Torah. Inseparable. No independent entities, one and the same. A Jew and Torah is hainohach. You can't live a life independent of Torah. Engraved. So for Ibn Nachum, Torah and life are inseparable. You can't have one without the other. And so coming back to B'chukosai Telechu, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah, whether it's health concerns that would appear to limit someone's ability to learn or to teach Torah, Ibn Nachum certainly had those health concerns. And my grandfather suffered a stroke and could barely walk after 1983, and yet undertook to fly a round trip from Chicago to New York every week for at least 15, 16 years to teach Torah. He had every excuse in the book. Can't do it. But Amelim B'Torah means you don't just give up because it's hard. You don't stop because it's challenging. You don't dismiss it because it's difficult. No, before you get to that age where health challenges are more common, there is, on the one hand, perhaps better physical health. From that perspective, it's easier. But there are other concerns. I got to work hard. I got to make money. I got to support a family. I got to raise my kids. I got to spend time with my wife. There are other challenges, time challenges, financial crunch. There's other issues. It's difficult. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I wake up early to go to work. I stay out late at work. You want me to get up and go to a pre-Shacharist stuff? You want me? I'm going to Shacharist at 6:15. What do you expect of me? You want me to go to a late night Seder after I get back from work and dinner at home? It's already 8 o'clock at night. I'm exhausted. It doesn't have to be easy. It's too male in the Torah. You got to work to learn Torah. You've got to be omel b'Torah. You've got to work. Rashi quotes the Torah's Kohanim, says, Shetiu amelim b'Torah. If you look at that same Torah's Kohanim, just before, there's an additional passage Rashi does not quote. The Torah's Kohanim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave. God yearns, desires, kevayachol. Shetiu Yisrael amelim b'Torah. The Jews should be omel b'Torah. And the Torah's Kohanim quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Pe'alf, we say every day, every week. Lu ami shomea li Yisrael bejrocha yahalechu. If only they would listen to me and go in my derech, says God. And if they did that, kimat oyveyam achnia va'al tzareyam ashiv yadi. In the moment's notice, I will subdue their enemies. Meaning, Torah's Kohanim saying God is just, quote unquote, desperate for us to be omel b'Torah. And if we are, kimat oyveyam achnia, moment's notice, our enemies are subdued. This is a time when we need those brachos of kemat eveyam achnia. This is a time when it's difficult to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael and elsewhere. Eretz Yisrael in particular, because the Attorney General is now punishing the yeshivos by imposing terrible economic sanctions. People are feeling a terrible economic crunch now in Eretz Yisrael. There are those who don't appreciate Torah learning and the chashivas of it. They're sadly trying to undermine it. All the more so important to be amal b'Torah, to give class that tzchus of kim'at aveyam achnia va'al sareyam ashev yodi.